Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the WYOK studios,
Jason Barsky.
As I mentioned a couple weeks ago, we talked to pharmacist Tom DiPietro, owner of DiPietro's Hometown Pharmacy in Dunmore. And we talked about a bunch of different treatments, first of all, we talked about some problems pharmacists were dealing with, shortages of medicines. We also touched on a drug the president had been very positive about publicly, hydroxychloroquine with the Z-Pack, the azithromycin. Hang on, let me just get Tom DiPietro on the phone. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Morning, Jay.
Did I pronounce that right? Azithromycin?
Yes. So hydroxychloroquine, and then that goes by the brand name Plaquenil. And then azithromycin is another medication that most people are familiar. They know that as the Z-Pack.
Which is like this magic pack that makes us all feel better.
Correct.
That really was kind of a big step, wasn't it? I mean, I'm assuming it was, because it just all of a sudden started to get prescribed, and it really worked for so many people. That first
yeah,
came out.
I mean, for certain conditions, it's a great drug. But as we're finding out, this is, as you mentioned briefly, it's been highly touted by the president as a possible treatment for COVID-19. A study came out yesterday from the VA health system that looked at 368 patients who were diagnosed with COVID, and it compared them in three separate groups. One group got hydroxychloroquine. The second group got hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin. And then the last group, the third group, got no hydroxychloroquine or azithromycin at all. As I mentioned, there was 368 patients, and another point I'd like to make is it was a retrospective study,
okay,
meaning that this analysis was done after the fact, so they looked back at medical records after the fact, so they weren't, other studies may follow patients through treatment. So this was a retrospective study, and I keep saying that there was 368 patients because when you hear large studies, normally you're used to seeing patients counts of like thousands of patients.
Right.
So it's unfortunate. I guess this is a big group of patients given the timing of all of this. So this certainly offers a peek behind the curtain,
right,
of whether this drug should be promoted and touted like it is. And I think we're going to continue to see more studies like this coming out that will unfortunately not show a benefit. But hopefully, and I don't like to pick sides, because I believe this issue is becoming more and more politicized every day.
Yeah.
So as a pharmacist, I do want to see treatment options available, and I'm hopeful that there will be. I just don't know. I really think that we jumped the gun with promoting this drug for COVID-19.
I mean, I don't think you even realize this. When we talked the last time, you talked about how people should have, I think, their vision checked. There was something with their eyes with hydroxychloroquine, and you said it was not exactly wasn't tolerated by everybody all that well. I think that's an understatement too, correct?
Yeah, I think it's an understatement, and I'll give you an example. I had a patient who was diagnosed with a positive corona. He received a dose of Plaquenil in the hospital. He got discharged. We delivered a prescription of the remainder of the Plaquenil treatment to him, and by the time he got home, and we already had it on his doorstep, the physician from the emergency room called him and said, please immediately throw the medication out when you get to your house. Throw the medication out because your EKG came back, which is a measure of his heart rhythm.
Right.
It came back, and if you take this medication again, we believe you may have a fatal outcome by taking the medication. And I'm not saying that to scare people. I'm just saying it because it's not right for everyone to take a medication, and there's certainly fatal implications that could come of these medications if not monitored properly. So it's not an easy or an emotional decision. It's strictly a fact-based medical decision that must be made.
In your experience, because it is a small study and you said it was done retroactively, and there are other studies, I guess, that are, you know, ongoing. People are trying this. How often is it, how frequent or how rare would it be at this point to start to see the opposite results? A new study came out and said it helped 80% of the patients.
Yeah, and that's a good point, and I liken it to, obviously this is going to downplay it, but you often read chocolate's good for you, chocolate's good for your heart, chocolate's not good for you. Each sector of patients may have a different outcome. To point out some negatives of maybe this study, it was all male patients, so 368 male patients. Obviously, they're in the VA system, so they're elderly. They are positive for COVID. So, I mean, looking at some of the quick 1,000-foot view of it is you have a sector of patients who are already have their backs against the wall, so to speak.
Right.
So maybe larger studies that have male, female, different age groups in it, different demographics may have a different outcome. So that's what I think we'll be all anxiously waiting to see. And then there's also been, you know, to talk about demographics, there's also been some referencing that African Americans are more likely to become exposed or have negative outcomes. So just to talk about this study again, it was all male patients in the VA system. So it's very very narrow demographic.
It's not something to discount, but if someone's out there listening and going, because this is what'll happen. The last time we talked about this, people were like outraged. I can't believe he'd say that. It's a safe drug. We took it. Someone called it. We took it in Vietnam. And I think they just took chloroquine, which I think is, what's the difference between hydroxychloroquine and just chloroquine? Is there a difference there?
Chloroquine was the first one out, and then hydroxychloroquine was later developed, a little bit less side effect profile than the original chloroquine. But yeah, I mean, I agree with you. We are seeing, and I think rightfully so, we want to stand by our nation. We want to stand by our president, and we want to believe and trust everything that's being said. But I think, unfortunately, some of the stuff, and I'm not picking sides, but some of the stuff is just a little bit too soon to be touted or talked about. And especially when it comes to medical treatment.
It stinks, too, because it's one of those things where it's like I you know, I get nervous. I'm weird. Even if I get prescribed something, I'm the dummy. I guess you'd probably say you're smart. I'm the dummy that reads all the side effects. I've actually had medicines for certain things, like, and I'll be like, I'm not taking this. And then the doctor's like, how'd that go? I go, I didn't take it. It's because I get nervous about that stuff. So I would be personally hesitant to take something that may have severe side effects. I know a lot of people will want something to be like a magic pill. And it's rare that we have that, for especially for something brand new like this. I mean, it's possible. But we'll see down the road when better studies come out. Are you seeing, and I'm not even sure with HIPAA laws, I guess if you're not talking specifics, maybe you can. Are you seeing any other unique treatments start coming out? Have you seen interesting different types of medicines that you didn't expect to be used to treat this?
No, nothing at this point. I am surprised to see the amount of prescriptions we are seeing to treat it, though. Of Plaquenil. So I'm surprised to see the amount of prescriptions of Plaquenil we are seeing that is being used to treat this, given the lack of data out there.
Is that the brand name or the clinical name for hydroxychloroquine?
Yeah, that would be like the clinical name, the active ingredient name.
Whose fault is it in this case? I'm just going to throw a hypothetical out there because I saw from this study, I guess, some people, there was higher death rates. But again, it could be the age, so let's just throw that out there. But say this is a case where patients come in, and I've done this myself, ever since they started advertising medicine. You know, ask your doctor if something is right for you. And then what we do as patients, we go in and tell the doctor what we think is right for us because we think we know more than doctors. just kind of the way the world is. If a patient comes in and says, I want that drug, and the doctor just goes, all right, fine. And then something bad happens to that patient. Where does the blame lie? Is it the patient for being pushy? Is it on the doctor for caving and giving something that they don't really believe in? Is it the pharmacist for actually giving it to them, even if it's against what you believe?
Yeah, and that's a great question, and it's one that I think everyone is struggling with. We had a patient patient already had underlying heart conditions. We really felt it wouldn't be in the patient's best interest. But then again, we don't want to withhold treatment. So, you know, we verified multiple times with the physician that he was aware of the patient's underlying condition, because a lot of these patients are going to the emergency room, and the emergency room may not have a complete medical record or medical history on the patient.
Right.
So we're not pointing fingers, but I just think it's a very emotional time for everyone that I think we all need to take a short step back. And I know some patients that, you know, if you're in the hospital and you're on a ventilator, that doctor is going to make the best decision. But the patients who are driving to the pharmacy to drop off a prescription for Plaquenil, those patients really have the opportunity to just take a step back and understand what's going on, compared to a patient who can't advocate for themselves because they're on a ventilator.
Gotcha. Talking to Tom DiPietro from DiPietro's Hometown Pharmacy in Dunmore. So again, too soon to tell. It could end up changing with a bigger study, but right now it doesn't look all that promising, which is, this doesn't sound like it was a surprise to you based off of what we talked about prior.
Unfortunately, it was not.
If anyone wants to reach out, the number at the pharmacy, if you have any questions about it, that's what Frank always says, if you have any questions, you're there to help. I know you're really busy lately, but 570-209-7440, and you're online at DiPietroPharmacy.com.
Thanks, Jeff.
Tom, we'll talk again soon. I do appreciate the insight.
The Jason Barsky Show, WILK News Radio.
And radio.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!